With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump says he would not sign a national abortion ban into law if elected president. President Trump called the overturning of Roe v. Wade an incredible achievement, but he says abortion laws should be left up to states to decide. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a March crash near Philadelphia that killed two people and involved an electric vehicle made by Ford.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, a test flight of an AI-operated fighter jet.
The Air Force is betting a large part of its future air warfare on a fleet of more than 1,000 autonomously operated drones. The service has been tight-lipped on what the fleet of drones will look like in size or platform, whether they will be full-size warplanes or something smaller. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told senators at a hearing on the service's 2025 budget that he will enter the cockpit of one of the F-16s that the service has converted for drone flight to see for himself how the AI-controlled plane performs in the air. A pilot will join him to monitor. I'm Norman Hall.
Interest rates could rise to 8% or higher, according to a letter from the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase to shareholders on Monday. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about artificial intelligence, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Barna Group, a Christian research firm, has released a poll that indicates that 73% of moms and dads have concerns about their kids using AI tools on their phones and computers. 25% say they fear that using AI will negatively impact their children's ability to think for themselves. However, the Barna survey also reveals that not very many parents are actively seeking to learn more about artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Democrats believe that abortion will be a winning issue for them in November, but pro-life advocates think the opposite may be true. The Faith and Freedom Coalition says that it plans to contact millions of voters of faith between now and the election to make sure they know where President Biden stands on abortion. The FFC says Biden and the far left are the real extremists, and their radical position on abortion is way outside the mainstream. This is SRN News. Kentucky's Democrat governor vetoes a GOP-backed criminal justice bill that would impose harsher sentences for a range of crimes.
Governor Randy Beshear contends the bill would result in sharply higher incarceration costs and would criminalize homelessness by creating an unlawful camping offense. The bill's lead Republican sponsor says he looks forward to continuing the discussion when the GOP-dominated legislature meets again Friday and next Monday, the final 2 days of this year's legislative session. Lawmakers will take votes on overriding gubernatorial vetoes. Rich Thomason reporting.
Krispy Kreme says it's introducing three new flavors with the Kit Kat candy bar. Kit Kat Crunch will be glazed donuts topped with pieces of Kit Kat. Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut will be chocolate-filled with cookie dough-flavored cream and covered with Kit Kat pieces. And the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut will be sprinkled with Kit Kat and brownie pieces, finished with a caramel drizzle for a limited time only. More details at SRNnews.com.